health.org.
At Arvest Bank, we're ready to help turn your money into more money. With Arvest 7-month no penalty CD, you get a guaranteed rate of 5.00 annual percentage yield, earning interest on day one, plus unexpected flexibility. If you need to withdraw early, there's no penalty, unlike most CDs. Now that's helpful. Open an account today at arvest.com/flexible savings or at any of our 200-plus locations. Member FDIC, $1,000 minimum to open. No withdrawals permitted within the first 6 days.
Hear the radio ads about the IRS? They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-575-8695. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. There is zero risk to you. If we can't reduce your tax debt, then you pay nothing. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have a 5-star rating on Google and Yelp and an A+ with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-575-8695. That's 800-575-8695. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people. Hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-575-8695. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. There is zero risk to you. If we can't reduce your tax debt, then you pay nothing. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have a 5-star rating on Google and Yelp and an A+ with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-575-8695. That's 800-575-8695. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Back at Bomber Gymnasium as Mount Tom's girls getting ready to play Alma here in this last game of the regular season. Let's go ahead and take a look at the starting lineups for both teams. First off, for Alma in their road greens, coached by their first-year coach, Chandler Bottoms. They'll be going with two seniors, McKinley McCart and also Kylie Poole. They'll be joined by three juniors, Demiah Parker, Jaden Gramlich, and Jordan Gramlich. Mountain Home in their home lights, coached by Dell Leonard. They'll be going with two seniors tonight, Parker Husky at 5'8", and surprise, surprise, Ava Faustus at 6'.
Senior, yeah, getting a start on senior night.
You bet.
Pretty cool. They sit down on the bench. Ava didn't know she was starting.
Yeah.
And Jayla Onkus goes, nope, I want you starting for me. So here's Ava.
Very cool. And they'll be joined by three juniors, Anna McCarn at 6'4", Lakin Moore at 6', and Whitten Coleman at 5'7". So, again, for Mountain Home, for it's going to be Husky, Anna McCarn, Moore, Whitten Coleman, and Ava Faustus. And for Alma, McCart, Parker, Poole, Jaden Gramlich, and Jordan Gramlich. Both teams getting some last-second instructions from their coaches. Alma comes out on the floor. Mountain Home's getting ready to join them. Opening tip-off is brought to you by Clear Results Glass. It will be Jordan Gramlich jumping center for Alma, and Anna McCarn will try to win the tip for the Lady Bombers. We're about to get underway in this girls' matchup. I think they're waiting for the music to come off. Okay, here we go. Ball is up in the air, and the tip is won by the Lady Bombers. They're moving right to left in this first half.
Let's see if we can get off a quick start, have a good shooting night. We didn't have a very good shooting night at Alma. Let's see if we can have a good one to start off tonight.
Lady Airedale start off in a man-to-man. Ball goes to Faustus. Now she'll give it to Coleman on the right side. Coleman's dribbling into lane. She'll have the ball. It'll go off the out of bounds off her, they'll say. She had the ball knocked away, but it looks like they said it went off her hands. And so Alma's going to get the ball as we're 17 seconds into this contest. Parker across the timeline for the Lady Airedales. She'll give it to Jordan Gramlich. She's going to dribble to the corner. Now goes back to the wing, gives it there to Parker. Ball goes over to a pool on the left side. Now down to Jaden Gramlich. Ball goes down now into the corner to McCart. Now up top to Jordan Gramlich. Over to McCart. Down to 7 seconds left on the shot clock. Over to Parker on the right side. Up top to Jaden Gramlich. She's going to put up the three to beat the shot clock. It will not go, and the rebound is controlled by Moore. She's trying to get out of a double team. She'll give it to Husky.
Good job there by Lakin blocking out. Great defensive possession to start this for the Lady Bombers.
Unfortunately, Parker Husky got caught hesitating, and she double dribbled. A little over a minute into this contest. We're no score as of yet. Allen gets the ball back.
They do run a lot of screens for Gramlich as she tries to come off all these screens. So we'll see if Mountain Home, if we're going to switch them or what our plans are with her tonight.
Jane Gramlich with it. Gives it over on the right side to Poole. Now Parker has up top. Parker will dribble to the left elbow. She's going down to the low block, going up for the layup. Hits the side of the backboard, and the rebound's controlled by Husky.
Defense by Parker.
She's quickly into the front court. Gives it to Moore on the right side. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good, and Matt Tom strikes first. Lady Bombers up 3-0, 6:27 left in the opening quarter. Parker across the timeline.
High arching shot right there.
Yeah, sure
way.
Was. Parker will dribble to the right side. Gives up top, tries to throw it to Jaden Gramlich. Ball goes. Oh, they're going to say it was. They're going to say it was touched by Mountain Home and no backcourt violation.
No, he missed that one.
Wow, Parker with it up top. Down to Jaden Gramlich in the paint. She dribbles to the elbow. Over to Jordan Gramlich. She's going to dribble into the lane. Going up for the layup. Basket counts and she's fouled. Jordan Gramlich will go to the line for the and-one situation with 6:02 left in the opening quarter. They're going to give that foul to Parker Husky. That's her first personal foul, team foul number one against the Lady Bombers. Jayla Yonkers coming in for the first time tonight, replacing Ava Fosnes. Yonkers, a 5'10 sophomore. So Jordan Gramlich at the line to try to give us our first tie of the night. Free throw is up. Good. Jordan Gramlich with her first 3 points of the night. We're knotted up at three. Husky across the timeline. Throws it to Yonkers on the left side. Down to McCartney in the lane. She puts up the turnaround hook shot off the glass and in.
Yeah, those are the shots that have not been falling for Anna. She did a really good job staying patient right there and seeing the rim before she got ready to commit it to shoot.
Parker with on the right side. Down to Jordan Gramlich just outside the lane. Back to Parker. She's going to pull up for the long two. No good. And the rebound is controlled by Jordan Gramlich. She goes back up with it. Layup won't go, and the rebound's controlled by Moore. Moore quickly back the other way. Dribbling on the right side. Now she goes into the lane. Throws it out to Coleman. She's going to try for the three. They're going to call a foul away from the ball, a blocking foul against Alma. Looks like they're going to get Jordan Gramlich with that foul.
Yeah, as Lakin passed the ball, Gramlich slid underneath her to try to draw the offensive foul. Good job by the official not letting her get away with that one.
That's Jordan Gramlich's first personal foul, first team foul against Lady Airedales. Husky looks to inbound it, gets it to Moore. Moore drills up to the top. Now it's met, just about met by a double team. She drills to the right side. Gives it to Moore there on the wing, Coleman on the wing. Now top to Yonker. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. In and out, and the rebound is knocked around and could chase out by Coleman. Now it's on with a fresh 35. Husky with it up top. Husky will give it to Yonkers. Yonkers dribbles to the free throw line. Out to McCarn. Over to Coleman in the left corner. She dribbles to the elbow. Up top to Yonkers. Back to Coleman. Down to McCarn in the lane. She's looking for the layup. It won't go. She gets her own rebound. Throws it to Husky. She's going to try for the three on the right side. No good. And this time the rebound's controlled by Jordan Gramlich. And now Mount almost comes up with a steal in the backcourt. And now a foul's going to be called against the Lady Bombers. Whitney Coleman's going to pick up her first personal foul, second team foul against Mountain Home here in the first quarter.
Yeah, Witten did a good job making her pick up the dribble, but then just kind of got too much in her space and drew the foul. She had her in a bad spot. It's about to be a 10-second count. A bad foul there by Witten.
Jaden Gramlich comes out of the game as she's replaced by Isabella Benson, a sophomore for the Lady Airedales. Less than 4.5 minutes left to play in the opening quarter. Mountain Home's up 5-3. Ball goes to Parker. Her pass is knocked away and stolen by Moore, and she'll be fouled in the backcourt.
Yeah, we've switched to a little 1-3-1 right there with the smaller guards of Alma. Lakin may be able to give her a little bit of problems up top, just like she did with that steal.
That's Tamiya Parker's first personal foul, second team foul against Alma here in the opening period. Husky across the timeline. Dribbling to the left side. Gives it to Moore on the right. She's going to pull up for the long three-pointer. A lot of arch on that one as well. No good. Offensive rebound from McCarn. She has the ball knocked away, but a foul's going to be called. A reach-in, I believe, on Poole. Yep. That is Kylie Poole's first personal foul. 13th foul against the Lady Airedales. Riley Hughes coming in for the first time for the Lady. Brella Hughes is coming in for the first time for Alma. About pass goes to McCarn. She's going to put up the shot. It won't go, but she draws plenty of contact. She'll go to the free throw line.
Anna McCarn's giving Alma problems right now with her size.
Isabella Benson picks up her first personal foul, team foul number 4 against the Lady Airedales.
So we'll be in the bonus for the rest of this this half, or quarter, I mean.
Carnes' first free throw won't go. 3:59 left to play in this period. Right now it's 5-3, but McCarn does have one more free throw to shoot. Second shot is up. She misses both. And the rebound is controlled by Jordan Gramlich. She's met by a double team in the backcourt. Throws it to Poole. Poole has it knocked away, but Hughes is right there to pick it up.
10 seconds. Should have been. The clock was down to 25.
Hughes dribbles to the right corner. Gives out to Jordan Gramlich. She dribbles to the top. Now goes to the free throw line. Puts up the jumper. No good. And fouls will be called on the rebound attempt. I believe they're going to get Benson with that
one. Yep, went over the back of Wynn. She should be shooting.
Isabel Benson with her second personal foul, team foul number 5 against Alma. And no one's caught it yet. There should be free throws.
Should be two fouls. That was not an offensive foul. She should be shooting.
Okay, so they caught it. All right, here we go. So it looks like it's going to be, let's see, is it going to be Coleman? Yeah, I believe so. Yep. So Wynn Coleman at the free throw line for the first time tonight with 3:36 left to play in the first quarter. Trying to build on Mount Tom's 5-3 lead. Y'all been working?
We have been. No, we haven't.
She missed the first one.
No arch on that one. She got to get some arch on it.
Yep. I love that quick response there. Second free throw for Coleman. She misses both.
She crossed
but, when it counted anyway, a lane violation. So, Alma's going to get back with 3:36 left to play in the opening quarter. Demaya Parker checks back in for the Lady Airedales, replacing McKinley McCart.
Down home in the full court. Looks like we're just going to be in a man press.
Inbound pass goes to Parker. Now to Poole. Back to Parker. Back to Poole. She'll get into the front court. Back to Parker. Now it finds Jordan Gramlich going to the lane for the layup off the glass. It rolls on around and falls in.
Yeah, right now Jordan Gramlich's their only offense.
Yep, she's got all 5 of Alma's points, and we're tied back up. 3:15 left to play in the opening quarter. Husky with it up top. Gives it to Yonkers. Yonkers dribbles to the low block. Going in for the layup. Won't go. And the rebound's controlled by Jordan Gramlich. Jordan Gramlich throws into the front court to Jaden Gramlich, who checked back in a moment ago. Now Parker has it on the left side. Back to Jaden Gramlich. She's going into the lane. Putting up the jumper over McCarn. Good. Wow.
That was left-handed.
That was a tough shot.
Yeah, it was.
And we've got our first lead change as Alma's up 7-5. With the scoreboard said 15-7 a moment ago. Here is Yonkers with it on the right side. Over to Moore. She's dribbling into the lane. Going in for the layup. Good.
Yeah, Lincoln can have that all night against that girl if she wants it.
We're tied back up. 7-all. 2.5 minutes left in the opening quarter. Parker with it. Gives it to Poole. Poole into the front court. She has the ball knocked away, and McCarn comes up with the steal. She'll give it to Husky, who's quickly back the other way. Now she's going to slow it back up. Oh, tries to throw it to McCarn and mishandles the ball. Poole gets the steal. She's back giving it to Parker, who's going in for the layup. Good.
Yeah, Mount Home got a steal and just kind of got lazy with that ball.
Maya Parker with her first 2 points. Alma up 9-7, 2:03 left in the opening quarter. Moore's going to try to take the lead with a three on the right side. Good! 10-9, Mountain Home up. 1:53 left in the opening quarter. Jordan Gramlich gives it to Poole on the left side. Her three-pointer, no good. And the rebound's controlled by Coleman. She's quickly back the other way. She'll give it to Yonkers. Yonkers going in for the layup, no good. Parker gets the rebound. Parker back the other way. Gives it to Jaden Gramlich. Now top to Jordan Gramlich. Over on the left side, it goes to Hughes. Hughes will dribble to the right elbow. She gives it over on the right side to Parker. Up near the top to Jordan Gramlich. She's going to try for the three. No, a little short, and the rebound's controlled by Moore. 118 left to play in the first quarter. More quickly into the front court. Going coast to coast for the layup. Good!
Lakin is feeling good tonight. She's feeling really good.
Lakin Moore with 10 already. Mountain Home up 12-9. 105 left in the first quarter. Parker across the timeline. She'll give it to Jaden Gramlich. Down to Hughes in the right corner. She's going to drill to the low block. Tries to throw it to Jaden Gramlich. Goes off her foot, and Moore comes up with a steal. She's quickly back the other way.
Yep.
She's going to pull up for another three-pointer. No good. And the rebound's controlled by McCarn. Gives it back to Moore. Moore dribbles towards the right corner. Gives it up top to Husky. 40 seconds left in the first quarter. Husky dribbles on the right side. Gives it there to Moore. She's going to try another three-pointer. This one, good!
Yep. I love when Lakin has that look in her eyes right there. Give her the ball and let her get after it.
She's got 13 on the night. 25 seconds left in the first quarter. Shot clock is off. Ball goes to Poole in the left corner. She's going to try for the three. No good. Offensive rebound for Jordan Gramlich. She's going to go back up with a shot. It was blocked by McCarn. It goes out of bounds. It will be Alma's ball with 15.6 seconds left to play in the first quarter. Sarah Williams and Libby Foster checking in for the first time tonight, replacing Anna McCarn and Jayla Yonkers, and Bailey Rittenberg is also coming in for Mountain Home as Whitten Coleman will take a seat. And for Alma, Chloe Gregory checks in for the first time tonight. So Parker will inbound the ball on the baseline for Alma. Throws it to Jaden Gramlich, a dangerous throw. Jaden Gramlich drilling to the left elbow. She's going to the low block, going up for the runner, off the glass, no good. Fossus gets a rebound from Mountain Home. Lady Bombers with a chance to get one last shot before the end of the period. Here is Husky with it. She's going to try for the long three-pointer. Oh, and Arnold went in. Oh, man. So Mountain Home has a six-point lead after one quarter of play. We've played 8 minutes. It is Mountain Home leading Alma 15-9. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
At Arvest Bank, we're ready to help turn your money into more money. With Arvest 7-month no penalty CD, you get a guaranteed rate of 5.00% annual percentage yield, earning interest on day one, plus unexpected flexibility.